You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yes.
It's very short notice.
They'd prefer to get you there before the baby comes.
What time am I leaving?
I'm not sure.
Early?
I imagine it'll be sometime in the morning, yes.
Right. Better get myself ready tonight.
Well, that would probably be good.
But I haven't got my things. They've caught them. They took them away from me when I got here. What'll happen to my things?
They'll send them on with you.
Are you sure?
This is all detail, Helen. Try not to worry.
Yes, you're right. They move prisoners around the country all the time. They'll have procedures. I'm being stupid.
You're not being stupid.
What time do you think I'll get there?
It depends when you leave,
of course.
It'll
be a couple of hours in a car, I reckon.
About that.
Maybe a bit longer in one of those vans. It will be one of those vans, won't it? The white ones.
I'm not sure.
With the little slitty windows.
Possibly.
What if I need to go to the loo? Will they stop for me?
I'll try and find out if you like.
Maybe they have loos on those vans, like in the long-distance coaches.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'd better make sure to go before we leave.
Well, that might be a good idea.
Oh, listen to me obsessing about... There's more important things than... Have you been to this place, Anna?
I've looked at it online.
What's it like?
Well, it's a unit within a prison.
Will I have to share a room?
No, it'll just be you and your baby.
I imagine there'll be bars on the window.
I think so, yes.
More bars? Of course.
But they don't lock your door at night.
You sure?
I think so.
Well, that's good.
So, soon after you arrive, the midwife will visit you.
What midwife?
From the local hospital. And then when you go into labour, they'll transfer you there.
In one of those vans?
I'm not sure.
And will the midwife be with me?
I don't know, but I could try
will
and find out.
Will I be in handcuffs?
Again, I'm not sure.
I read about this woman once, a prisoner. While she was in labour, all the way through, right up until the baby came, she was shackled to her hospital bed.
That's not going to happen to you, Helen.
Can you imagine that? Why would they do that to anyone?
It doesn't happen anymore.
How do you know? They might... Say it doesn't happen, but they might do it anyway.
They've changed the guidelines. Please, try not to worry.
So, it used to be in the guidelines? That was their recommended procedure?
It's not going to happen to you. So, first thing, when you arrive, you'll meet the unit manager and you can ask her any questions.
I just can't believe this is happening to me, Anna.
I know. It's a lot to take in.
What time is it?
Just after two.
Two. Sunday afternoon. If I was at home with Henry, we'd probably be playing out in the garden after lunch. Mm-hmm. Or maybe going for a walk to the swings. He likes the swings. Probably take a ball. What's this happening to me? How did I get here?
I've just been reading online about an organisation that helps provide birth partners to prisoners in labour.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well, it must mean she's allowed to have someone with her.
Help Henry, will you, Johnny? He's struggling a bit.
Look at the smile on Henry's face. He's having a rare old time.
And so I was thinking, why can't that person be me?
Pat, you know you're not allowed to talk to her.
But this is different. This is Helen giving birth.
Even so.
Henry's doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, he loves his Sundays on the farm.
Yeah. I was wondering if you've got half an hour for a chat.
Oh, what about?
Something I want to discuss with you all. Will you be through in 10 minutes, Johnny?
Reckon, sir.
See you inside.
Okay.
What's this about?
Well, I've got some ideas for the farm.
I keep seeing him. Whenever I shut my eyes, there he is.
Rob.
Henry. In the incubator, so tiny. Hooked up to wires and tubes. So frail. He almost wasn't there.
That must have been very frightening.
I wanted to reach inside, pick him up, hold him, take care of him. But the doctor said I wasn't allowed. Not unless there was someone with me.
Someone?
A nurse or a... The day they said that he could come out of the incubator, I just held him and held him. Never wanted to let him go. Rob said I mollycoddled him.
Why did Rob say that?
Oh, he was so tiny though, Anna, in that incubator.
How was Rob with Henry?
Henry loved him, actually. Mm. Yeah. Last year on Father's Day, he gave him a card. All in his best handwriting. To Rob, the best daddy in the world. Love from Henry.
And was Rob the best daddy in the world?
Yeah, he was good with him. Henry could be angry with me sometimes, but he was never angry with Rob. Wish I could see my little boy.
I'm sorry, Helen.
Henry's drawing a picture of the trailer and the irrigation pipes. Says he's going to write about it in his news book at school tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Tom.
Well, if we could make a...
I've poured you some tea, Gran.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
And there's chocolate digest.
Do you mind, everyone, if we start?
Oh, yes, of course, Tom. Sorry. So,
I've been doing some thinking.
About the farm?
Yes.
Oh, sounds ominous.
Johnny.
Sorry.
When we decided to open the shop, we all agreed, do you remember, we didn't want it to be something just tacked on. We wanted it to be a central part of the business.
That's right.
But since Helen... What's happened? The shop closing, lost income, the wasted food, Rob's sick pay.
Oh, let's not forget that.
We're barely covering our costs. All we need is something to go wrong with the beef and we could go under.
It's that bad.
I'm afraid it is, Johnny. Yes.
Are you suggesting we close the shop permanently?
Oh, we have to be realistic, Pat.
We can't do that, Tony.
But we're on full capacity as it is with the cattle and the veg and the dairy and the pigs.
We've got to keep the shop going for Helen's sake.
We can't work any harder.
Actually, I'm not talking about the shop.
Oh, what then?
I'm talking about the pigs.
I'll be thinking of you tomorrow, Helen, on the journey. I hope all goes well.
Thank you.
And I'll come and visit you in a few days.
Why would you do that?
Oh, you and I have to keep talking.
Do we?
And if anything happens before I get there...
Happens?
Well, if the baby comes.
Oh, yes, the baby.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Are you looking forward to meeting him?
No, not really. I wanted to meet Henry. Couldn't wait. All the time I was carrying him, I was thinking, the first time I look into his eyes, will we know each other? And this time it's different.
Yes.
But Henry was planned, almost down to the day. It's the way I am, I like to be organised. But this time... I thought it'd be better to wait a while, let the dust settle from getting married and so on. Rob disagreed.
Really?
Will there be someone with me?
Tell me about Rob and the baby.
What do you want to know?
You said you'd have preferred to wait.
Hardly matters now, does it? So when the baby comes, will there be someone with me?
I believe two prison officers will go with you to the hospital.
Will there be anyone with me at the birth?
Oh, the midwife, and a prison officer will be with you at all times.
I see.
And it's my understanding that you're also allowed up to two birth partners.
Who?
Well...
Can I have my mum with me?
Oh, heaven.
Please, can I have my mum?
But I really think your Scotch eggs would win.
Johnny, weren't you listening? I don't have time to think at the moment, let alone
put in an application for the Food and Drink Awards.
It'd only take you half an hour.
Which particular half an hour are you thinking of? Maybe the half hour at night when I sometimes manage to get some sleep?
But...
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
But you...
Johnny!
OK. My dad started these pigs.
Yes.
And now you want to get rid of them?
I don't want to get rid of them.
Well, that's what you said.
I don't want them to go any more than you do.
Why them? Why not the...
The workload they generate is out of all proportion to the profit they bring in.
But how are you going to make your sausages and Scotch eggs?
I'll source organic pork from somewhere else for the time being.
Time being? What does that mean?
This lot have to go. That's not up for discussion. But we're not going to get rid of the infrastructure, the arcs and the water supplies and so on. And if things start to improve, we'll think about restocking. This isn't necessarily forever, Johnny.
Why not get someone new in to do Jazz's job?
I've thought about it.
Then you could keep the pigs.
It's not easy finding someone. Interviewing them, training them up. I just haven't got the time.
Neil might do a bit more.
He's already said no. Oh. Johnny, I'm no more happy about this than you are, but I've got a duty to this farm and to the family. I'm running a business here, and sometimes running a business means taking hard decisions. The pigs have got to go. End of.
But Pat's a witness for the prosecution, Tony.
Yes, Anna, we appreciate that.
She's not even allowed to talk to Helen.
I know, but isn't there something she can sign, an undertaking not to talk about the case?
I'm afraid it's not that simple.
But she's Helen's mother. There must be a way to allow a mother to support her daughter. Keeping them apart at a time like this, it's inhuman.
Yes, it is.
Surely there's something you can do.
No, I can't.
This is so wrong.
However, there might be something Pat can do.
Pat?
I don't want to get your hopes up. I have to warn you, it's highly unlikely.
But there's a chance she could be there with Helen.
Possibly. A very slender chance.
But there is a chance.
Yes.
So, what do we have to do?
I can see the front feet. Look.
There's the head.
It's amazing that she can manage all on her own.
Cattle generally do. We find it a bit harder.
Gran.
Yeah?
What do you think about Tom getting rid of the pigs?
Not been an easy decision for him.
The farm's going to feel all wrong without them.
Everything feels all wrong about the farm right now.
Teapot!
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, sorry, Johnny. Didn't realise you were out here as well.
Time I was making tracks for Brookfield, actually.
Why are you going to Brookfield?
Silaging.
Oh, of course. Slipped my mind.
Bye, then.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Helen will probably be on her way by now.
Maybe not quite yet. I'm guessing they'll want to give her some breakfast before they move her.
Move her? Like livestock?
Oh, I didn't mean...
I dare say they'll have her in handcuffs and lock her in a cage.
Well, try not to think about it.
I can't not think about it.
There's nothing we can do.
So what? We just get on with things like it's an ordinary day.
Pat, love...
She's my child, Tony.
And mine.
Yes, she is. I shouldn't take it out on you. I'm sorry.
Your tea's going cold. Mum called just now. She's expecting you around 3 to take her to the surgery, is that right?
Do you think Maidley's in her office yet?
I was talking about Mum.
But what do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure if detectives do office hours.
I emailed her at 7 this morning and I left a voicemail as well, just to be sure.
Oh, please don't get your hopes up, Pat.
But Anna said we're in with a chance.
A very slender chance.
A chance all the same. I'll do everything I can to... I said in my email, I told her I'd promise absolutely not to say a word about the case. I'll sign anything she wants, anything at all.
I know, Pat.
You can't blame me for hoping, Tony. I mean, surely it's time something went right for us.
The dry matter yields pretty good this year. We should get a decent crop, assuming Dad's doing his job properly at the clamp.
When have you ever known Dad not to do his job properly?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Look, there's a spare mug here and a piece of Madeira cake with your name on it.
Oh, fantastic. You look happy.
Do I? Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, we've got a great day for it.
Yeah, it's quite warm. Your dad says to tell you he'll be ready for the next load in about 20 minutes.
Oh, great. Thanks.
And your mum says to tell you it's time you're getting off to college.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Pip, you know you were telling me earlier that you won't be making so much silage this year?
I can sense another question coming
on. Yeah.
Is that because you're buying in stuff?
No, it's because we're not serious dairy farmers anymore.
No, take no notice of him, Johnny. Look, it's because now we've moved from autumn calving to spring calving. Most of our milk will be produced in the summer, when there's plenty of grass for the cows. On the old system, peak milk production was when the grass had stopped growing, so...
You needed to feed more silage.
Exactly.
We produced a lot more milk on the old system, just saying.
Look, it's not about size, Josh, it's about profit. And on this system, we make more profit.
Returns are still rubbish.
They'd be a lot worse if we hadn't made the change.
We'll never know.
You just worry about your eggs.
Don't need to. They're going great.
How are things going at Hollowtree?
Good, thanks, yeah. The birds in the caravan are doing their stuff, and the ones we moved over to the hen house have got over the moody blues, so they're back on stream. Reckon we'll go over the 400 mark this week.
400 eggs? Already?
Could sell double that if we had them. Phone hasn't stopped ringing since you were on the local news last week.
Yeah, it's down to being stars of the silver screen.
Yeah, I saw you on telly.
What do you think of Toby's latest plan, Josh?
Oh, well...
Toby and his blue sky thinking?
What are you laughing at? What's the joke?
The doctor doesn't want to see me for another 3 months. Says I've got the heart of a woman half my age.
Well, that's good.
Though apparently I might have to give up running the marathons.
That's a shame.
Pat.
What?
Helen will be all right.
I wish I could believe that.
I know it's hard, dear.
I'd be happier if I knew she'd arrived safely. What if she's gone into labour en route? They'll have her locked up in one of those vans. If anything happened, the guards wouldn't even know. They'll be in the front chatting and she'll be in the back.
Now stop it, dear. You don't know any of that. You're running away with yourself and getting upset. Now, tell me about the pigs again and why Tom says they have to go.
It's either them or the shop. We can't keep both. It's the detective.
Aren't you going to answer it?
Yes. Yes. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling back.
It doesn't matter how nutritious the grass is when we cut it, Johnny. It's how well the clamp is sealed that determines the quality of the silage.
Is that because all the sugars... get oxidised otherwise.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, you need a bit of oxidisation, mind, so the temperature rises a bit.
Yeah, it gives a sweeter silage.
It's a delicate balance.
Right.
Oh. So how's the Bridge Farm grass looking? Do you think we'll be able to go in and cut it next week as planned?
My granddad thinks so. Josh says it should only take us half a day to get it all clamped.
Really?
He says with no nitrate fertiliser, there won't be much grass.
But it'll be full of good stuff. Be plenty of clover in it, I bet.
That's what I said.
Animals thrive on it.
He reckons Bridge Farm's all muck and mystery.
Yeah, ignore him. He's just taking exam stress out on you.
Plus, he likes winding people up.
Yeah.
I like the way we do things at Bridge Farm.
Me too.
I just thought we can get over this and keep going. Everyone's on edge and fretting and the work's never ending.
Yeah, that's farming for you.
We're all bushed and now Tom's decided to get rid of the pigs.
Well, I can see that something's got to give.
Yeah, but why the pigs?
You done a load of washing?
I just put the overalls in. Is that okay?
Oh, thanks. That's a real help. Cup of tea, Peggy?
I'll make it, dear.
The better idea. You two sit down and I'll make it.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Did you get through to the mother and baby unit?
Eventually. Took me most of the afternoon.
How is she?
All they say is that she's arrived and is going through due processes.
Due processes?
Well, it's good to know she's arrived safely.
Why can't they tell us how she is? We're her family. Not that that counts for anything, apparently.
Oh, Ad. There's something... What is it?
She had a call from that detective.
Oh, what did she say? Pat?
She said, I'm within my rights to put in a formal request to be with Helen at the birth, but in her opinion, it would be impossible for me to spend time with her without discussing the case in some way.
You told her you'd sign an undertaking not to talk about anything but the birth. Oh,
Tony, I told her that over and over again, but she said, assuming I decide to go ahead and make a formal request, and assuming it reaches her desk before the baby is born, how did she put it? She would be minded to recommend refusal.
Can she do that?
Apparently.
So that's that. When my daughter really needs me, I won't be there.
So, that's it. Done for the day.
That was great.
Well, we couldn't have managed without you, Johnny.
One last question. Now, tell me the name of the main acid that causes the fermentation in the silage.
Lactic acid?
Spot on.
And a final bonus question?
Okay, go for it.
Gran's making toad in the hole for supper. And
yeah?
Would you like to stay on and eat with us?
Yeah, the answer's yes. Thank you.
Dad, Uncle Alistair's on the phone. Wants to know if you're okay with the single wicket.
Oh, tell him no.
Says he wants to talk to you in person.
Well, tell him I'll call him back.
And Gran says, can you all get a move on, please?
You go inside, Johnny. Pip and I can finish off out here.
I don't mind helping.
I advise going in before he changes his mind.
Before I do, can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you and Josh were talking about Toby, what were you laughing at?
What's this?
Well, you know, Toby, the sky's the limit. Oh, that's a clue, by the way.
A clue?
He got the idea from the telly thing last week. He wants to film the hens from the sky.
He's got a drone.
Top marks.
A drone? Wow, that's really cool.
He hasn't stopped smiling all day.
He's been great.
And you've been pretty sunny yourself.
Have I?
Matthew's coming down.
Oh, Mum's been gossiping, has she? Mm-hmm. Well, we spoke on Skype last night.
I'm pleased for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a nice lad.
Yeah, he's pretty special.
Do you think they know what happened when Henry was born?
It'll be on her notes.
What if it happens again?
I'm sure they'll be prepared for it.
You really think that just because they've got her notes, they're going to bother to read them? Not like she's a proper human being, after all. She's just a number. Criminal passing through their system.
She's not a criminal. She's not been found guilty of anything yet.
That's exactly my point, Peggy. She's not been tried or convicted, but every way she turns, they punish her. The police, the medical system, the prison system, all of them. They disgust me.
At least she's in this mother and baby unit now. It's better than being in a normal prison, they say.
Except it's over 100 miles away, and she's on her own, and they're not minded to allow her the support of her mother. If you'll excuse me, Peggy, I'm just...
Of course, dear. She's right, you know. Poor Helen on her own. In a strange place, surrounded by people she's never met. I don't like to think of it.
Oh, what can we do, though, Mum? The law's the law.
How is she going to manage if she needs us? We're so far away.
I don't know.
Last week, when I saw her, I promised her the family would support her.
We're doing everything we can.
The baby's due on Thursday, am I right?
Yes.
So we can make our arrangements tomorrow and leave on Wednesday morning.
What are you talking about?
I know things are busy on the farm, Tony, but they'll have to muddle through without you. Helen's got to be our priority. Pat can't be with her, but you can, and so can I.
Mum!
Let's hope the baby doesn't decide to come early.
Mum, it's wonderful of you to even think of doing it, but you can't. Really, you can't.
I've decided, Tony. If you won't come with me, I'll ask Jennifer or Lillian. One way or another, I'm going to be there for Helen.
Oh. I went to see Neil last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's okay to carry on managing the pigs until we sell them.
How did he take the news?
Oh, Neil never gives much away. Seemed more concerned about the plight of the pitch rollers. He's dreading it, but he's got to go begging to Penny Hassett for the loan of theirs while Chris mends the handle on ours.
Right.
You do know it's not forever, Johnny.
Yeah, I know that's what you say now, but...
Neil was only reminding me last night how in the old days the price of pig meat used to swing up and down even more than it does now. Farmers were forever going in and out of the business. Canny operators would sell up when the prices were high and come in again when prices were low. They used to call it the pig cycle.
Right.
How are you doing back there?
Are we good, thanks, Dad?
This track or the next one?
Next one, please.
Right you are.
So I'm thinking we'll reopen the shop Friday week. Give us a chance to catch the weekend trade. Go on.
Not mind if it's on, that one.
So I'll put an ad in the Echo this week. Maybe another one next week. Then once I've got the shop up and running, I'll start selling the pigs.
What about if Jazza came back?
Oh, Johnny.
We could keep the pigs then, couldn't we? Carry on the way we were.
And he would carry on bad-mouthing my sister.
I don't think he meant to...
I know you like him, Johnny. And I know you like working with him. But ours is a family business. And it's reasonable to expect our employees to show a level of loyalty.
But...
So it... drop it. Okay?
Yes, Tom. I was talking to Josh yesterday. He's putting their upper-class eggs in for the Food and Drink Awards.
There's no stopping that boy.
Last night when I got home, I went online and looked at the categories again. Your black pudding scotch eggs are perfect.
Johnny, we've been through all this.
I know you're busy, but I could apply for you if you like.
No, Johnny, I don't like. I've got plenty to cope with already, trying to keep the farm afloat without taking on a piece of fluff.
It might help sales.
Can we stop talking about this, do you think?
Sorry, Tom.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap. But we're going to lose your granddad now until Helen has a baby. I can't take on anything new.
Yeah, yeah, I get
it. It's as much as I can do to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Will you just look at that one, kicking his heels?
They're like children running around a school playground.
Enjoying their freedom.
Oh, they'll settle down when they've got used to it.
You can get used to anything.
Pat.
I'm afraid, Adam, I'm not the best company at the moment.
Tony, Mum says you and Gran are driving up tomorrow to see Helen.
Yes. Your Mum's offered to sort out the hotel, but apparently she's having a few problems. We want somewhere near the...
The prison? You can say the word, Tony.
I was going to say hospital.
No, you weren't.
But anyway, seems as though a convention or something in the town... And
it's not right. A woman of Peggy's age having to go all that way.
It's her decision, Pat.
She shouldn't be in a position to have to make that decision. I'm so sorry, Adam.
There's no need to be.
Anyway, talking of long-distance driving... What's this I hear about you, Brian and David, going on a jolly to Lincolnshire?
Not a jolly, a research trip, on Thursday.
Well, David was telling Johnny that you're going to look at a farm that's been no-till for some years.
Well, if we're going to make the leap, we need to know what we're doing.
The boys are starting to settle. They're grazing.
You've got a fine bunch of yearlings there.
Yeah, not bad, I suppose. So, what happens to them now?
Well, nothing for a few days. When we're sure they've settled, Pip will help me put them through the handling system. We'll dose them for worms and fluke, and they can join the others.
I wouldn't mind taking a look at this handling system you've got.
Oh, OK. Come this way. Oh.
Pat?
What?
You coming for a shifty at the handling system?
I'm just looking at that chap over there in the corner.
Ah, handsome fella.
Remembering the day he was born. Remember, Tony?
Hard to forget. He was extremely large, Adam.
Quite a birth.
Devil of a job to get him out.
Yeah.
We celebrated with a mug of hot chocolate.
As tradition dictates.
Doesn't seem right. I can help with the carving, but not with the birth of my grandchild. Where's the justice in that?
Chips or a mash with that?
Mash, please.
Johnny?
Well,
Whatever you like.
The farm's paying. You deserve a bit of a break.
Thanks. Beef pasty and chips then, please.
We mustn't hang about, though. Quick lunch and back to it.
Yeah, point for you, Tom. And lime and soda, was it?
Yes, please.
Looking forward to my lunch.
Oh, yeah. Wayne makes a mean steak and kidney. Even if he does say so himself.
Is it right he's your ex-husband?
Oh, yeah.
So how does that work then, the three of you together?
Ignore him, Jolene.
Oh, it's all right. The thing is, Johnny, me and Wayne were over a long time ago.
So Kenton doesn't mind?
No, he's only too happy we've landed such a good chef. Anyhow, Wayne's got a new lady friend on the go. He was telling us all about her.
Anyone we know?
No, don't think so. Yeah, pint of lime and soda, Johnny.
Cheers.
You want a tab?
Yes, please.
No problem. So, how are things up at Bridge Farm?
Oh, you know.
Can't be easy.
No, it's not.
Give my love to your mum and dad, will you?
Of course.
Now, Fallon mentioned you're reopening the shop.
She'll be pleased when we do. Trade's been slow in the cafe.
Not so she's mentioned.
Fibber.
Everyone understands, that's the main thing.
Week on Friday.
In time for the Whit weekend.
Yeah.
As well as the Jumbo Trail. Fallon and Emma don't talk about anything else.
Yeah, I know. Wayne's doing a table.
Hi there.
Adam, hello. Not the usual.
Oh, that'd be great, thanks. Right. And a ham and cheese sandwich, please.
Right, coming up.
Tom, Johnny, Topper?
We're fine, thanks. Mum and Dad not with you?
They decided to head back to the farm.
So, Adam, things aren't looking too good cricket-wise.
Oh, don't you start. I've had Alistair on the phone this morning telling me Ambridge expects.
Yeah, he were in here last night. Bending Robert Snell's ear, trying to get him to commit to 3 Sundays a month.
But Mr. Snell's ancient.
Don't let him hear you say that.
He'll be asking Joe Grundy next.
Maybe. You'll have to sign up some of the L's from your wood, Adam.
You can mock. It could easily come to that.
Chaser, my darling.
Jolene, all right, hen?
I'll have my lunch outside, Jolene.
Yeah, of course.
Join me if you like, Johnny.
What's his problem?
You're looking right at him.
Pat, lunch is ready.
Thanks.
On the table.
Thank you.
What are you doing out here anyway?
Wanted to check the phone's plugged in properly.
Bring it into the kitchen with you.
Sometimes it can come loose, the connection into the wall.
Come and eat.
Yeah.
Pat.
You think they could call to let us know what's happening? Not a big thing to ask, is it? To let her family know how she is?
Perhaps it's a case of no news is good news.
Good news?
As in, nothing's happening yet. We don't want anything to start happening, do we? Until Mum and I get there. Pat?
This isn't right, Tony.
Come in the kitchen, love, and have your sandwich.
It's so wrong.
I know.
I miss her. I want to be with her. I wish she wasn't so far away.
Getting ready my pigs?
Yeah.
Why?
You can't keep everything going. No Helen, no Rob, no you.
But my girls?
Yeah, I know.
What make Bridge Farm, Bridge Farm?
Yeah.
Lose the pigs, the place would lose its heart.
Definitely.
Look, Woody, I care. Tom can do what he wants.
He won't be selling them for another couple of weeks.
It's none of my business.
Oh, don't pretend you don't care.
It's not my place to care, son. Nothing to do with me. Tom's farm, Tom's decision.
If you went outside, out to the garden, and told him you're willing to come back...
And why would I do that?
Pigs could stay, then.
One beef pasty and chips, Johnny.
Thanks, Jolene.
You sure you're not eating, Jazzer?
I'm fine with my crisps, thanks.
Are you ready for another half?
I'm still good with this, Ian.
On the house?
I'm not looking for charity.
It's not charity. My treat.
Your meal crown doesn't stretch to dinner, then.
I manage, thanks.
You manage a lot better with a bit more cash in your pocket.
What's it to you?
I don't want to lose the pigs, Jazza. Must be hard living on fresh air and pride.
I'm sure you mean well, son, but the day I go bending my knee to your boss and begging him for a job...
I'm begging you, Jazz. Please.
No way. If Tom actually wants me back, he can come and ask me.
That's not going to happen.
Well, that's it, then.
Yeah. That's it. The pigs are going.
No my problem, Johnny.
Remember the night Helen was born?
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
All the time I was carrying her, when people asked, what would you prefer, a boy or a girl, I'd say I don't mind, so long as it's healthy. But really, I wanted a daughter.
We already had John.
It was more than that. I wanted a girl so I could bring her up to believe she could do anything she wanted, be anything she wanted. I used to lie in bed with my hands on my tummy and think, oh, please, be a girl. But then with her being breech and labour so hard and me so tired and her poor dislocated hips and them not letting me hold her.
Why are you going over this now?
It was such a horrible start.
This isn't helping Helen or you.
It was such a tiny little thing, do you remember?
Yes, I do.
She needed her mother. My job was to look after her.
You did look after her.
Not at the start.
That wasn't your fault, Pat.
What does it matter whose fault it was?
You mustn't blame yourself.
I could have insisted on a caesarean.
You took the advice of the medics.
She was a breech baby.
You did what you thought was best at the time.
I let her down.
You didn't let her down.
I did, Tony. I let her down at the start of her life and I've been letting her down ever since.
That's not true.
What about when John died?
Pat, you were in a terrible state.
So was she. But I ignored her. I concentrated on myself. I let her down then, and I let her down with Rob.
We had no idea that anything was wrong.
All her life I've been letting her down. Poor Helen. My poor little girl.
Is Keir eating cheese this week, Emma? I can't remember.
Yeah, Keir is on cheese, but George is on peanut butter.
With jam or without?
No, he doesn't want jam, he wants tomato.
I thought he ate a tomato.
You six is on a healthy kick.
Yeah, you ought to eat what they're given and be thankful.
Yeah, George ought to be doing his own packed lunch.
No, I don't mind doing it. I like thinking of them at school with a bit of home in their tummies.
Not long now till he's at big school.
Oh, moving on already.
Time goes so fast.
Oh, don't hand with them laces, Dad.
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
I mean, Emma, how can it possibly be your first anniversary coming up already?
Tell me about it.
He's gone for a drink at the ball this evening, Clary, to toast the elves of Old Ridgewood.
I'm not convinced all that stuff will buy as much as a packet of crisps, let alone a round of drinks.
Oh, ye of little faith. These elves and whatnots are going to sell themselves.
Well, I sure ain't sure about the whatnots.
Anyway, Emma, me and Eddie look after the kids Saturday night so you and Edward can go out to celebrate.
Oh, thanks, Clavey.
And then I was thinking, Sunday?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a little do for family and friends?
Who'd we invite?
Usual suspects. Nick, Will.
Oh, Fallon and Harrison.
Susan and Neil. I'll make a cake. I'm quite sure Susan will be happy to bring some. Ain't she going to answer that?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because it's Linda Snell. I ain't talking to her. Not till she pays me bill. Right. You ready, Dad?
Well, as I'll ever be.
Right, let's get you on your feet, then. One, two, three.
Ow! I really don't know why you're bothering. No offence, Joe, but what sort of fool's going to fork out for bits of elvish tat?
You'll see, Clary. Not elvish tat, elvish gold.
Justin, would you mind very much if I called you back? Yeah, well, leave it with me. I can't talk now, darling, but I promise I'll call you back the minute I'm free. Yeah, bye now. I'm sorry, Jenny.
You could have let it go to voicemail.
Justin was asking for some ideas for a 40th wedding anniversary present. Can't think who for.
I told Fallon we'd be at the tea room at 11 o'clock.
In a few minutes either way won't matter, darling.
Well, let's get going now, shall we? Oh.
Did I tell you that I popped in to
see... Oh, this stupid thing.
To see Tony and Pat last night.
Stupid seatbelt.
Oh, here, Jenny, let me.
No, I can do it. Oh, what is the matter with it?
You're all fingers and thumbs. Come on. Oh, there. Look, take a moment to breathe.
Oh, you sound like Kate.
You're fretting too much. Your party's going to go like a dream.
No, oh, more like a nightmare if I don't get it right.
You are going to get it right.
I wish I had your confidence. Have you seen the guest list? Brian's invited half the county. I haven't even started to think about my dress.
This isn't like you, Jenny, to be so worried about a party.
Well, I just want to get it right.
Just that, is it?
And I'm concerned about Mum going all that way to see him. Tony promised to call me when they stopped for coffee, but there's been no word.
Well, perhaps they haven't stopped for coffee yet.
She's too old to be making a journey like this, and for such a stressful reason.
She's tougher than she looks.
She's 92.
According to her, she's only 91 and a half.
I don't know why you're smiling. It's not funny.
No, you're right. It's not. When I popped into Bridge Farm last night, Pat was looking terrible. Huge dark rings beneath her eyes. I'm sure she'd been crying. Tony didn't look much better.
It's not right us planning a party at a time like this.
Now, Jenny, now it's exactly right. People need a bit of fun, and 40 years needs to be celebrated. Now, come on, let's be off.
You ain't sold a single toadstool. Maybe Clary was right.
Oh, just be patient, will you, Dad?
Who was there on the phone just now?
No, Linda Blooming Snip.
No, I don't mean the one you didn't answer. The one before that, when I was fetching stuff from the van.
Oh, that was our Edward, worrying about what to give Emma for their anniversary.
Oh.
I said to him, it's only paper, the first one, and paper's cheap.
Oh, it's a thought that counts, any role.
Yeah, I told him that as well. But he said to me he wants to splash out because she's made him the happiest man on earth.
Ah, well, she's a lovely girl.
Yeah, she is.
Might have taken her a bit of time to make up her mind which brother
she
prefers.
That's enough, Dad.
Hello, look. That a customer headed our way, eh? Straight back, Eddie, big smile. No, she's gone to the nylon overall store. Oh, this elf magic ain't working. I don't know what I was thinking of letting you talk me into it.
You got to keep the faith, Dad.
Don't even get me started on the whatnots.
I don't know. You all right down on that garden chair?
Yeah, well, perhaps we'd sell more if I was sat in a toadstool and sucking on an elfin pipe, eh?
Actually, Dad, you do look a bit like an elf.
Hey?
Hang on. You give me an idea. I'm sure I've seen... I won't be a second.
You ain't leaving me here on my own. Hey, Eddie, hey, come back here.
Time for plan B, Dad.
I thought Linda was never going to let us go. Emma, oh, morning, I'm so sorry we're a few minutes late.
Oh, it's not a problem.
We were waylaid in the car park.
Oh, no, Linda.
How did you get?
She was just in here, offering her help with the jumble trail on Whitsunday, reminding me how much invaluable experience she has in organising community events. Seemed a bit put out when I told her we're managing okay.
I think you might have made her cry.
Oh, no, that's her hay fever. Oh. She says it's Eddie's fault.
Surely even Eddie can't be held responsible for the pollen levels in May.
Is Fallon here?
No, she sends her apologies, but she's been held up visiting a supplier.
Well, she's not here.
No,
but we made this appointment last week.
Well, we're all prepared. I'll just pop to the kitchen now and fetch the samples.
Oh, that's good, I suppose.
What?
Well, it's from Tony. They've stopped for coffee at a service station in Orwell, apparently.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I asked him to phone.
The main thing is, Jenny, all's well.
Oh, I have such a bad feeling about this. And I said to Tony he should have discouraged her.
I disagree, Jenny. I think our job is to encourage her to do whatever she wants.
She's an extremely old lady.
But she's not dead yet.
Well, that's a strange thing to say.
I just think it's up to all of us to live every day to the full.
Are you all right, Lillian?
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, if you must know, it's coming up to 3 years since a dear friend of mine passed away in the prime of his life.
Oh, well, who's that?
No one you knew. It makes me think. Carpe diem and all that. We are not dead, Jenny, until we're dead. And neither is Mum. Oh, Emma, now that didn't take long.
There was all plated up, ready and waiting. So, Jennifer, what do you think?
Roll up, roll up. Come over here, ladies and gents. Don't be shy. Get your ales and toadstools here. All Elfish needs supply.
There's no stopping you since you flogged that whatnot.
It's the big ears, Eddie, and the floppy green hat. What did that woman call me?
A latter-day Gandalf.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him, but whoever he was, he must have been a blooming good salesman. Ah, yes, madam, come and have a gander. Give us a smile. I might even let you have three red toadstools for the price of two.
Isn't it lovely up here?
Yes, it is.
I don't remember the last time we did this. Oh, look at that little house thing over there.
Oh, I didn't mind them at the start, but...
I think they're all enchanting.
So, what did you think of Emma's samples?
Well...
Now, tell me honestly.
Well, for a work in progress, not bad.
Those canapés would be impossible to handle without plates.
Tasted good enough.
Yeah, I told them I wanted a finger buffet.
I love the smoked salmon and cream cheese thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we shouldn't go in a different direction completely. Bowl food, perhaps. You know, that's popular at the moment.
Well, you must have exactly what you want, darling, you and Brian. 40 years, it's worth doing properly.
40 years, who would have thought it?
Well, to be honest, if you'd asked me when we were teenagers which of us would have a long, stable marriage, I'm afraid my money wouldn't have been on you.
Oh, thank you, Lillian.
I know you were the adventurous one, pushing boundaries, challenging the status quo.
The wild child.
I used to wish I had half your nerve. And look at you now. You and Brian have had some ups and downs.
Yeah, just a few.
But hats off to both of you. You make a very good team.
Oh, thank you.
And then there's me, all washed up and living on my sister's bounty.
Oh, you're not washed up.
Thank you.
No, I mean it, Lillian. You're wonderful to be with. You're warm, energetic, and such good fun.
Justin said something similar the other day.
Lillian, look at that.
What?
Oh, it's getting beyond a joke. Just look, that thing.
What thing?
That whatnot.
Oh, yes.
But it's not funny.
It is quite funny.
Well, it's a loo. Brian's going to hate it.
Well, you'll have to tell him, Jenny. Elves have needs too.
Oh, good Lord!
What do you think, Karina? These are bona fide elf ears.
And what's that green cloak?
I had an inspiration. Joke shop, just across the road. Cheap and cheerful.
You two look ridiculous.
Well, I think you knocked a mark. This is my new image.
Your new what?
And it earned us a healthy wadge of cash. Somebody even paid to take me picture.
Some folk have got no sense.
Oh, tell me that ain't Linda Snell's car I can see.
Yes, Eddie, it is. You ain't been answering her call, so she's waiting for you indoors.
Oh, with a checkbook, I hope.
I don't think so. She told me she's not happy about the mushroom compost you build her for.
Oh, she wouldn't find a finer mushroom compost if she travelled the length of England.
That's as may be. But she reckons it's brought on her hay fever. Ugh. She says, now, let me get this straight. You have made her allergic to resurgam, and at this rate, she's never going to be ready for Her Majesty.
Well, she just needs to water it down a bit.
She says she's not paying your bill until you sort it out.
Oh, blimey, Eddie, you're in that garden. It's like you're building the Burma Railway all on your own.
Oh, I suppose I'll have to go in there and face it.
Just one thing, though.
What?
Take your ears off, Eddie.
Johnny?
Hi, Tom.
What are you doing? It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, my laptop was overheating, so I...
The Borsetshire Food and Drink Awards?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, but...
I told you, didn't I?
I know, but...
I was quite clear I don't want to enter the Scotch Eggs.
The thing is, Tom,
I haven't got time to get involved. I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
So why are you in the office?
The thing is...
I need the computer myself to do some ordering.
You don't understand.
Now, Johnny, if you don't mind, go.
Venison pie?
Yeah, Ian saved it from Grey Gables yesterday. Ooh. And he's done a potato salad and a sort of sun-dried tomato, avocado, olive-y sort of salad.
I can't wait.
And there's smoked salmon to start, profiteroles for put.
Amazing.
Oh, and macaroons to have with our morning coffee.
When I asked Jenny for a picnic, she said we could stop off on the motorway.
Ian called her.
What? So she knew all about this?
Afraid so.
Talk about a poker face. Married 40 years, she can still surprise me. David's late.
Not 6 o'clock yet.
I'm interested to see how this no-till chap manages. What did you say his name was?
Bill McKee.
And he's really been at it for nearly 10 years.
So he says.
Fascinating. Is that David?
No, it's a text from Alistair.
Oh.
Cricket.
Problem?
Only that Alistair won't take no for an answer.
So you can't play?
I wish I could, but it's a busy time.
Well, it's always a busy time.
I've told him I'm more than happy to play whenever time permits, but I can't commit every weekend. I just can't.
It's their loss. They could do with you. Team's in dire straits this season.
I know. It doesn't help when you're trying to raise a team.
Oh, true.
You've got to hand it to Alistair. He never gives up.
I think we should call David.
Give him another 5 minutes.
I'd have stayed in bed a bit longer if I'd known.
Have you heard about Joe and Eddie?
No, what have they been up to?
Making the most of the elves in the wood.
Oh, what? Oh, why am I not surprised?
Joe Grundy, the Borsetshire Gandalf, so I've heard. Making a killing in the market with spin-off products of dubious quality.
Wasn't Gandalf a wizard?
Yeah. The Echo took a photo, apparently.
Oh, no. This elf nonsense has gone beyond a joke. It's getting out of hand. Oh, here's David now. And about time. Morning, David. Punctual as ever.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Bye. Yes, it's fine. We're booked in to visit at 3:30.
Still no news?
No. Would you like another cup of tea, Mum?
I don't think so, dear.
How was your scrambled egg?
Really? Was it scrambled egg?
Oh. It is pretty hopeless here, isn't it? Perhaps we should have stayed at the posh place Jennifer found.
It was 5 miles out of town. This hotel... It's close to the hospital, Tony, and that's what matters.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's clean enough, I suppose. Probably nicer than the hotel Helen's in. Mm.
Thanks for coming, Mum.
I didn't have a birth partner for any of you three. Nobody did then. Just you and the nurse. Your father, he didn't see a single one of you three until you were cleaned up and swaddled like a parcel. He stayed safe in the kitchen all the way through, wetting the baby's head.
Aren't you supposed to do that after the baby's born?
Well, yes, but this was your father.
And why do we have to stick to visiting hours like this? Why can't they let us wait with her?
It's the prison rules, Tony.
Who makes these rules?
Now, try not to upset yourself.
What if things go wrong, Mum, like last time?
Now, you mustn't think that way. We have no reason to assume the birth will be anything other than completely straightforward.
But when she had Henry...
We can't think about that. Our job is to stay strong and cheerful and optimistic and do everything we possibly can to make this birth as normal and as special as possible.
You're right.
I think you'll find I generally am.
Johnny! Will you come and find me when you've finished here?
I'm done now, actually. What do you want me to do next?
Box up some lettuces.
No problem.
But first, have you got a minute?
Of course.
I owe you an apology.
Do you?
On the computer, you left the window open for the Food and Drink Awards.
Sorry.
It wasn't my Scotch eggs you were entering, was it?
No.
It was Helen's Borsetshire Blue.
Yeah.
And you were trying to tell me that, but I wasn't listening.
It was very early in the morning.
No excuse. I'm sorry.
I can't do much for Helen, but I wanted her to know we're on her side.
It was a lovely thought, Johnny. If I finished it off and pressed send.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Tom! Hi!
Kirsty, hello.
I'd best get on with them lettuces.
Yeah, cheers.
Catch you later, Kirsty.
Yeah, bye. Got time for a quick chat? There's something I want to run past you.
Yeah, great. Come in. Have a cup of tea.
I have to admit, I'm impressed.
Me too.
I mean, the way it dealt with all the surface trash, plus the way it opened up the slots.
Yeah, and those wheels at the back closing up the slots as the seed went in.
Yeah, it's very clever.
It means big savings on cultivation costs, not to mention the environmental advantages. Mm. And you have to admit, his soil's in excellent nick. Deep, crumbly, lots of earthworms.
And what's the price tag exactly?
Upwards of 50 grand. We'll have to crunch the figures, but my instinct is to go with it if we can.
Mm. Adam, before we meet up again with David, do you mind if I ask you something?
Depends what it is.
It's about your mother.
Oh, yes.
As you know, when we got hitched, it was all very modest. A registry office too, and our honeymoon was a quiet week near Cambridge. She never complained, but I've always felt... Anyway, I'd like to make a real fuss of her over this one.
Well, that's why you're having the party.
Mm. I want to do something really special for her. I mean, obviously, there'll be a present, but I've been wondering about a holiday. A proper honeymoon, you know, while we're still able to enjoy it. Mm. My question is, do you think she'd be happy for me to whisk her away?
Where are you taking her?
Well, somewhere special, but that's all I'm saying.
You want my opinion?
Yes.
Well, assuming it's not whitewater rafting...
It's not.
Or trekking in the Himalayas?
No, not that either. Now, the thing I've got in mind is exotic and quite restful and extremely expensive.
I'm sure she'll love it.
Splendid. I'll go ahead and book.
Do you know what the mother and baby place is like?
Not really. Dad and Gran are seeing her this afternoon. We'll know more then. But Mum's looked them up online. I think it'll be better than where she was before.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Mum said there's a lot of talk about the babies not being prisoners, so they try and make it a nice environment for them.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could be with her.
Mum feels the same. I hope this tea isn't too strong.
Oh, no, it looks perfect. Thanks. It all feels so unreal.
I know.
Like everything's playing out on the other side of frosted glass. Like it's happening and it isn't happening.
It is, though.
I don't know how I'm going to stand up in court and give evidence against her.
You just have to say what you saw.
I still see it every night. It's hard to shake off.
Kirsty, how horrible.
Oh, horrible for everyone. I wish I could do something to help her. I've been racking my brains. If I could at least talk to her barrister.
I know.
I could tell right away when I came back that things weren't right between her and Rob. She was so timid. Helen. I mean, Helen. She was always so sure of herself.
Too sure sometimes.
It was like he had some sort of hold on her. Do you know about this new law, coercive control?
Anna mentioned something.
Well, what I wanted to say to you was, a couple of months ago, I was so worried about her that I phoned a women's helpline.
Did you?
That's where I found out about coercive control.
Right.
And what they said, it made things fall into place. There was something dark going on in that house, Tom. I'm sure of it. Rob was controlling her. She never told me, but honestly, that's what I think.
She won't say it. She won't tell anyone what was going on.
The thing is, after I spoke to them, I gave her the number of the helpline. And then later, I gave her a mobile phone too, with the number on it.
Right.
So Rob couldn't know she'd called.
I didn't know that.
I said to her, please, phone them, if only for a chat.
And did she?
I don't know. She was in a state when I gave it to her. Like she wanted to take it, but she didn't want to, if you know what I mean.
God.
So I made her. I wouldn't take it away. But I don't know if she rang them.
Does Anna know?
Not unless Helen's told her. That's what I was thinking, Tom. Would it be worth you letting her know?
But you don't know if Helen rang them?
No. But do you think they might keep a record of the people who ring them?
It's possible.
Perhaps Anna could get them to run a check.
No harm in letting her know.
Will you do that?
Yeah. It can't do any harm. Thanks, Kirsty.
Let's get you inside and find you a cup of tea and something to eat.
Actually, I wouldn't mind sitting here for a bit first. Gather my thoughts. What did you think of what she told us about the mother and baby unit?
Oh, pleasantly surprised, actually. You know, what Helen told us about her room.
Yeah. More humane than the prison last week. No lock on her door. Better mattress.
She didn't say much, did she?
She was pleased we were there, though. When you went to get the tea, she took my hand and said, "Thank you for coming." I thought for a minute she was going to cry. But she didn't.
What if she loses the baby, Mum?
I told you, Tony, we have to assume everything will be fine.
What if we lose her?
Tony, don't.
I can't help it.
We have to stay strong for her.
I don't feel strong.
Well, I do.
You shouldn't even be here at your age. You should be at home in your chair with the TV on.
I'm exactly where I want to be.
But you look exhausted, Mum.
Of course I'm tired. Quite frankly, you don't look so hot yourself.
Oh. It's such a help, you being here.
Oh, Tony, I'm your mother. And as long as I've still got breath in my body, I'll do everything in my power for you and your family.
Oh, thank you.
Now let's get you inside and see if we can get you a nice glass of malt.
I'm supposed to be looking after you.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, what am I going to do when you're not here anymore?
Oh, nonsense, Tony. I plan to outlive the lot of you. Now, how about that drink?
Want a hand, Mum?
Thought you were supposed to be having a lion.
The blackbird outside my window had other plans for me.
Well, if you're really offering... She's finished. Look. Oh. What time are you expecting Matthew this evening?
Oh, I guess he'll be driving down after work, so not till late.
You're going to have a brilliant weekend.
Yeah. Shall I let this lot out?
Please.
Oh, by the way, Dad says it's okay with him if I have a couple of hours off later this morning. So if it's still okay with you...
Remind me what you're doing.
Oh, it's Toby.
Get you, Matthew Toby.
I'm just helping him out with a new plan he's got.
Not another plan.
Calling Albert Fry. Mr. Albert Fry... Big Brother is watching you.
You what?
Do not attempt escape. There is nowhere to hide.
Who's that?
The secrets of your garden are being beamed directly to the screen of Mrs. Linda Snell.
What are you... Who... What? Oh, Toby. What is that thing? It's a drone, Bert. A what? For taking aerial pictures. You mean you're sending pictures of my garden to Linda Snell? No, that bit was a joke.
Well, it wasn't very funny.
Yeah, let's see what we've got, shall we?
You're never telling me there's a camera on that thing.
I certainly hope so.
But it's so small.
There should be a preview function.
Morning!
Oh, hello there, Pip. Oh, hello, you're looking very glamorous.
It's just a bit of lipstick.
And what have you done to your hair?
Brushed it.
Hey, Pip.
Hey.
Huh. Have you heard out this nonsense of Toby's, then?
Have some respect, Bert. You're witnessing the beginning of Ambridge Aerial Films. In years to come, when we're accepting the Oscar for Best Rural Cinematography, you will be able to stand up and declare, I was there.
What's he up to now?
No, he's making a film about the eggs, and he's asked me to be the farmer.
Oh, that's why you're all done up like a film star, is it?
It's only a bit of lipstick, Bert.
But you're not even involved in the eggs.
A minor detail.
You ought to have Rex or Josh in your film.
Josh is studying.
And Rex is otherwise engaged.
Actually, he said he'd rather have all his teeth pulled without anaesthetic than have anything to do with it.
Want to have a look, Bert?
Yeah. Ooh, I say... My euphorbia's looking good. Ooh, and my hydrangea. Oh dear.
What is it?
Well, when did my bald spot get so big?
You settling in?
Yes, I think so.
How's the room?
Fine.
Any complaints?
apart from not being allowed to see my mum. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, how long overdue will they let me go?
I'm not sure.
I think it's usually 2 weeks before they induce you. Might be different in prison. Or maybe they'll give me another caesarean. What do you think?
Oh, Helen, I really don't know.
Well, it's awful not knowing, having no control. It's quite funny, really, when you think about it. Ursula wanted me to have a home birth. Said it would be much better than a horrid hospital. And I went along with her at first, though Ellie wasn't happy.
Ellie?
One of my midwives at home.
Oh.
I like her. I trust her. I wish she was here. Yes. Yes, it's funny. Home birth, hospital birth. Ursula didn't even consider a prison.
Water.
Oh, thank you.
Ursula is Rob's mother, is that right? You say she wanted you to have the baby at home. What did Rob think? Did he agree with his mother?
Oh, just look at the sun on that cherry blossom. Isn't it beautiful? And the sky is so blue. Should we go into the garden? It's nice out there. There's benches and shrubs.
We can't.
Well, I was out there yesterday.
Not with me. We have to stay in here.
Behind bars.
Shall I ask for more tea?
Whatever. I don't mind. Oh, it's nice out there in the garden.
Ooh, just look at you on the telly, Pip. Quite the glamour push.
In my jeans and wellies, you mean?
Hollow trees looking very nice in the sunshine.
Yeah, the sun always shines on our eggs. Oh, might be a good tagline.
Does my eggmobile look a bit wonky?
Oh, hold on. This is where I zoom in. Look, look. Ah. And Pip reaches into shop for an egg.
Is that nail varnish, Pip?
Yep.
I'd have thought you'd have been wearing gloves.
Well, normally, of course, I would.
You was lucky there was an egg there waiting for you to pick up.
Oh, well, Toby put it there, actually.
Well, that's cheating.
No, Bert, it's show business. So, that's what we've got so far. Needs a bit of editing, but what do you think?
Yeah, not bad.
Now we've got our system in the can, we need to show the alternative.
What alternative?
That big poultry place on the way to Netherbourne.
That'd be Mr. Godwin's place.
Oh, yes, I know his son Aidan through Young Farmers.
I'll send the drone overhead, see if we can get some shots.
You can't do that.
I have to. The way we look after our birds is our USP. We have to show other systems.
Well, I suppose if Mr. Godwin gives his permission.
Well, I'm hardly going to ask him.
Well, is that legal?
I won't identify the farm.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. If that's your game, I don't want my face on camera.
But Pip...
You can keep that long-distance shot, and I'm okay with my hand picking up the egg, but that's it. Nothing else.
You're being silly.
No, I'm not being silly, actually. I don't want to upset Aidan and his dad. I've got to take this. Matthew, hi. How are you doing?
There's a little girl out there. She really wants to walk. Go on, you can do it. Oh, down she goes. Oh no, she's getting up again. She hardly looks big enough to be sitting, let alone walking. Henry walked on his first birthday. Oh look, there she goes again. Down to the ground. Some of the babies stay here until they're 18 months, did you know that?
Yes.
And then they have to leave.
Yeah.
There was a girl last night at supper. She was crying. One of the other girls told me next week they'll be taking her baby away.
It must be hard.
What'll happen to her baby, do you think?
Family, perhaps? Or foster care?
I'm glad I'm having a boy. It'll be easier to give him away.
Helen, earlier you mentioned Rob's mother and the birth plans. Did Rob agree with his mother about having the baby at home?
Having your baby at home is what everyone wants, isn't it? In an ideal world. Well, I'd have loved it if everything had gone to plan the first time, but it didn't. And the more I thought about it, the more I worried about how it would be if things went wrong again. And if I was at home, would they be able to get me to hospital on time? And in the end, I called Ellie. I did it. I called her and told her I'd changed my mind.
How did that feel?
It felt right.
And what did Rob think?
Rob?
When you told him you'd changed your mind. I need you to talk to me, Helen, about your life with Rob. I believe your friend Kirsty gave you the number of a women's helpline.
How do you know that?
Why did she give you the number, Helen?
I didn't ask her to.
Was she worried about you?
Well, how should I know?
Did you call the helpline?
What does it matter?
Talk to me, Helen.
What happened to that tea? I thought you asked for more tea.
Well, I didn't, but I can.
Yes, that'd be nice.
I'll do that then.
Thank you.
That's it. That's the way. Up the ramp.
Hello.
Pip.
Dad said you were here.
How did you feel, Mingled?
Oh, it's Toby. I had an unexpected twist.
Oh. That's right, that's right. Up the ramp.
What he lacks in skill, he makes up for in self-belief and a complete insensitivity to the feelings of other people.
What's happened?
Men. That's what's happened.
You've been crying?
No. Maybe.
Has Toby said something to upset you?
No, it's not him. Matthew.
And what's happened? Pip?
Oh, he's not coming for the weekend, Mum.
Oh, what a disappointment. Maybe he'll get away next weekend.
No, he won't.
Well, the weekend after.
He's not coming ever again, Mum. He's finished with me.
What?
He's decided we're over.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Tell me about Kirsty.
Why?
Well, she's been a good friend to you.
Some people have loads of friends, don't they? Whole armies of them. How about you?
Well, a few close friends.
Yes, I'm like that. I've got Kirsty and Emma and Fallon, though I don't see much of her these days. And Ian. Used to be really close, but Rob never liked him. Didn't like Kirsty either. Said she upset me. Well, he was right, really, she did, but not in the way he meant. So I carried on seeing her. Didn't tell him. But he caught me a couple of times.
What did he do?
Do? Nothing. But he wasn't happy.
What did he say?
You know, the usual.
Go on.
It's not important.
Well, it could be.
You don't understand, Anna.
Then you need to help me understand.
He talked to me. That's what he did.
Why did Kirsty give you the helpline number?
I don't know. I told you. I didn't ask for it.
But you took the phone from her with the number on.
She practically forced it on me.
You could have thrown it away. Did you throw it away?
No. I hid it.
Did you call the number?
It was in the cupboard behind the cereal.
And did you get it out?
I phoned Kirsty. She came to help me.
Just Kirsty?
Oh, God. I can't talk about this, Anna.
Please.
I can't talk about it.
I need to understand.
Not now. Look.
What is it?
I think my waters have gone.
Oh, my word. Right.
It's happening.
Help.
It's really...
Can we have some help,
please? It's really
please?
Happening.
Help, please,
the baby's
now.
Baby's coming.
Thank you.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.